Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Friday, September 12th, 2014. And here's a quick look at what's coming up.
Tonight, a top German virologist predicts Ebola deaths in the millions. And experts say ISIS cannot be eradicated by airstrikes. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I've had to file in federal court so you can see what Barack Obama really is. I am busting my...
Well, it sounds like the perfect script for a horror movie. A virus with no vaccine and no cure kills thousands of people. And despite containment efforts, the virus is spreading. Well, unfortunately, this scenario is all too real in West Africa right now, where doctors are saying that the Ebola outbreak is out of control. A top German virologist has caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of the Ebola virus. They're estimating that millions of people will die from Ebola in Sierra Leone and Liberia, and the effort must begin now to stop the virus from spreading to other countries. Jonas Schmidt-Chanisit of the Bernard Nock Institute of Tropical Medicine, he says that hope is all lost for the inhabitants of Sierra Leone and Liberia, and that the virus will burn itself out when it has infected the entire population and has killed 5 million people. He says the right time to get this epidemic under control in these countries has been missed. Now it is too late. Now, he's not alone. There is a growing number of concerned officials throughout the globe, and it's not just a West Africa problem or an Africa problem. It is a world problem, and the world needs to respond. As you know, here in the United States, the hospitals are quietly preparing for the Ebola virus. They are already setting up entire infection wards for what many believe is only a matter of time before it hits the U.S. A recent report published by MIT and the New England Complex Systems Institute deployed a host pathogen model. You're looking at it right now, and this predicts the spread of Ebola, and the results are nothing short of terrifying, illustrating here how likely it is that a virulent strain can spread out of control. The report says it only takes one infected individual making it through an airport checkpoint, and it's on. Now, we'd like to hope that the Ebola virus will burn itself out, but health officials are now concerned that the virus will outrun its own extinction. And that is reason for concern.
1 month ago, I called Paul Watson, and I got all my reporters in a room. And I said, here's a UN and here's a CDC report. And here are major medical journals saying Ebola was confirmed to be somewhat airborne 2 years ago in 2012. And it's clearly mutated. Here are the mainstream documents on that. And it is replicating and spreading at 10 times the previous worst outbreak 6 years ago. I said, I'm no medical doctor or virologist, but I'm reading what all the top ones say as an analyst. This is going to be a gigantic outbreak on top of what's already happened, and it's clearly somewhat airborne. It's gestating longer. And we were attacked, let me not exaggerate, a month ago. Let me not exaggerate. By tens of thousands of publications. AP attacked us, others did. That was in thousands of publications alone. You could type in Infowars.com Ebola and see the stuff from a month ago. Paul Watson's doing a video on it. He's doing a report on it. We're going to do a special report Sunday because it's not about defending Infowars. It's about understanding how propaganda works. We presented documents. We presented fact. We tried to warn people. And we said it may not end up, you know, infecting the rest of the world, but it is going to ravage Africa. You know what the headline today is on drugs from the New York Times? So now the New York Times said it. It's true. Just like the New York Times, 3 weeks after we proved with video and the city manager of Kingsville, of McAllen, and video where the Border Patrol told us to go, our ICE whistleblower, We went and showed the Border Patrol loading them on buses and giving them vouchers, the illegals. We broke that. And we were attacked. People said it wasn't true. And we took the mainline documentation and we put it in articles and it went viral, pun intended. And then we got attacked. Just like they said 3 years ago, we were lying. There were no domestic surveillance drones, even though we were covering local newspaper articles. Just like they said there were no death panels in Obamacare. Just like they said that we weren't funding Al-Qaeda in Syria, and now it's admitted. The truth is, my show is not radical. I get radically upset. I try to get people to wake up. I jump around naturally because I'm upset. That's not a manipulation that I get up here and get upset. But it works because people are in a coma. And it's time for folks out there to get out of their comfort zones and realize we're in danger. And here's the headline out of the New York Times. What we're afraid to say about Ebola. And they talk to the virologist and the World Health Organization, and they say it's going airborne.
So the threat is real. And InfoWars, along with a handful of other media outlets, well, we've been warning you about this since the Ebola outbreak was first identified. And the mainstream media, they have typically, in mainstream fashion, they have not taken this threat very seriously until now. And now look at us. Here we are with 2,000 plus people who are dead. God only knows how many people are infected. And I tell you what, if we don't get a handle on this soon, we might be reaching the point of no return. There is no cure for Ebola. Early detection and basic medical care can improve your chance for survival, but the most important thing is getting the virus under control and preventing it from spreading. Now, I'm not trying to scare you folks. I mean, this whole thing, it could burn out, and I pray to God that it does, but it's no secret that health officials are becoming more and more concerned that this could potentially be a global pandemic. And as we showed you in that clip from the Alex Jones Show this morning, we reported back in August 4th, 2014 to be exact, that the CDC was concerned about the Ebola virus going airborne. This was when the mainstream media was telling you that the Ebola is not transmitted through the air, but only through contact with bodily fluids, including sweat and blood. But we've got CDC advisories for airline flight crews and cargo personnel that contradict that statement, as they are urging airline staff to be careful and directing their cleaning personnel to not use compressed air, which might spread infectious material through the air. And don't forget that the Public Health Agency in Canada says airborne spread among humans is strongly suspected. So the worst strain of the Ebola virus in history has already killed 2,000 people. It has infected countless others, and it could very well be airborne. Meanwhile, President Barack Hussein Obama has signed an executive order mandating the detention of Americans who show signs of a respiratory illness. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right now. And speaking of Barack Obama, when we come back, we're going to find out if Obama could very well indeed be the Antichrist. InfoWars Nightly News will return right after this. Stick around.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion.
sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, I wanted to show you something. I thought this was pretty interesting. As you already know, earlier this week, President Barack Obama, during his presidential address, announced his war plans for fighting ISIS. The president said there will be airstrikes in Syria and Iraq to combat the terrorist. Most military experts say that the airstrikes won't accomplish anything, and they are already recommending troops on the ground, something Obama said will never happen. That remains to be seen. Larry Johnson, former CIA analyst and counterterrorism official at the State Department, told the Washington Times that it will take skilled ground forces to evict the combatants block by block. And that's because ISIS is already deep-rooted in Iraq and Syria. No thanks to the Obama administration for providing support and arming ISIS to begin with, something that is likely to continue. Obama announced in his presidential address his plans to arm so-called moderate terrorists, who we all know have provided weapons to ISIS. They will continue to provide weapons to ISIS, which is like pouring gasoline on a raging inferno. And that, my friends, that's exactly what the globalists intend to do. They want to destabilize the region and then establish order out of chaos. Now, let's take a look at those pictures from Obama's presidential address earlier this week and tell me what you see. This was not Photoshopped, by the way. These images have appeared on Fox News, Slate, Business Insider, and the National Review, and they are now going viral. And it is a chilling photo of what appears to be devil horns on Obama's head during his last presidential address. I'm not making this up. I noticed Mark Dice has already uploaded a video about this. These pictures were taken by press photographers from the press floor during Obama's speech about the Islamic State. And that's when he told the American people that the ISIS terrorists are not Islamic. So it definitely looks like a demonic apparition. Anyone who thinks Obama is the Antichrist would certainly have their beliefs reinforced by looking at these pictures. And hey, remember the Bible series that was on the History Channel? A lot of people thought that the actor who played Satan looked a lot like Obama. I agree. I think he looked a hell of a lot like Obama. In fact, the Satan scene was later cut from the movie Son of God because of political pressure, as the actor who played Satan in the film, well, a lot of people, like I said, they said it resembles Obama. So now, I don't know what to make of these pictures from the presidential address. I mean, he's got horns coming out of the side and on top of his head. It almost looks deliberate, but hell, I don't know. Maybe it's a psyop. Well, I tell you what, he definitely acts like the Antichrist, and now he looks like him, too. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. The InfoWars Nightly News will be right back. When we come back, we're going to play a special report filed yesterday on the 13th anniversary of 9/11, as InfoWars reporter Leanne McAdoo, well, she got the opportunity to talk to a veteran of the New York City Fire Department and the NYPD about his incredible and firsthand experience about the lies surrounding Building 7. Leanne McAdoo from Ground Zero. When we come back, right after this.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, there's processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I'm Leanne McAdoo with InfoWars.com, reporting here from Times Square. I am standing next to Rudy Dent. He's a 32-year veteran of the New York City Fire Department. He's worked as well with the New York City Police Department. And you retired right after 9/11. He was there on 9/11. He saw World Trade Center Tower 7 come down. Rudy, tell us about what happened that day.
Well, I was off that day, and I received a call at home, and I got to see both buildings come down on TV. I jumped on my motorcycle. I did about 120 miles an hour across the Tappan Zee. I reported to my firehouse, and then I got my gear. A bunch of us got together. We commandeered a mail truck, and we made our way down to the site. At that time, Building 7 was still up. I saw Building 7 come down. My fellow firefighters who were there, they did that involuntary jerk when a loud explosion goes off. You know, you can't help it. And they did. I'm a Vietnam veteran too, so I kind of didn't jump like they did, but, there was an explosion. The building did come down in complete classical, controlled demolition. It came down on its own footprint. There's no question about that. As a matter of fact, Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers has completely handled that from his area of expertise. Okay.
Now, we heard rumblings, things that the fire department was saying, that they were overhearing Larry Silverstein talking to his insurance company of whether or not he should have the building pulled. In your professional opinion, was the building pulled?
Well, let me say this. In the New York City Fire Department, As I said, I had 32 years there. I was a chauffeur, and I was also a trained fire marshal. A fire marshal is considered an expert witness in court. He's like a forensic detective. He has the power to administer the oath, take testimony, and issue a subpoena. That's a lot of power. And he's a highly trained investigative person in his area of expertise in arson. And we have no term that I know of that says pulling buildings. That's not our area of expertise. We've never done that. We don't do that. So for him to say that, I don't know where he pulled that out of, but it's just not part of our operations, okay?
Right. So the fire department doesn't have the training to pull a building, to demo a building like that.
We're not trained to do that. We've never done that in my 32 years. I know of no evolution whatsoever that does that.
And then talk to me a little bit, obviously, as a professional in the fire department for 30 plus years, They're saying that blaming it on office fires, just a few office fires.
Well, if it wasn't so serious a situation, that would be completely laughable. That is ridiculous. First of all, our guys were up there. They were calling for additional hand lines to mop up the isolated pockets of fire. And let me just explain one thing. Never in the history of a world, never in the history of high-rise skyscrapers has ever a skyscraper ever come down because of fire. And I'm talking massive fire. And you know the reason why? Because fire does not burn by itself hot enough to compromise and melt steel. What we had in the World Trade Center, and I saw myself, was molten lava-like pockets of molten steel. All right, I spent the night on the pile searching for bodies, and I saw that with my own eyes. So who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe a bunch of government bureaucrats or my fellow brothers, which I lost 343 guys that day? And I lost Tommy O'Hagan, Bruce Van Hines, and Kenny Kumpel. And I can never forget that. I think of that before I go to bed. I think about it the first thing in the morning when I wake up. And it's in honor of them and their family that I will continue to do everything I can to make the rest of the world wake up to the fact that this was a false flag operation.
Right. And now, as you're out there with professionals who understand what it is that they're seeing, what were you all saying to each other when you're looking at this molten lava?
Well, we were overcome with grief. First of all, we lost 343 guys. We weren't talking about that. If you look at the numerous videos, you'll see the guys bent over in incredible grief. One of the things that we have in the fire department is an incredible brotherhood. We do what we do, an aggressive interior attack, because we believe in each other. We know that our guys will pull us out if we get into trouble. And if we lose somebody, we're family. We're very close. We know each other's families. We know each other's children. And one of the things that I've been privy to I'm proud of is that the New York City Fire Department is a calling. It brings out the best in guys, in men who put their lives on the line to save other people's lives. New York City Fire Department is probably the least integrated of all the services, right? When I first came into the firehouse, it was all heavy brogues and stuff. But those same guys, I've seen them bent over giving mouth to mouth to little black children that they've just pulled out of a building. And typically when you die or when you cease to breathe, you throw up, and they gave them mouth to mouth. You know, I've seen incredible acts of heroism. I love my fellow firefighters. We love each other, and I'm dedicated to exposing this false flag that took their lives.
What do your comrades say to you? What do people say to you? Because we've tried to talk to some people, and of course, you know, they have to worry about their pension and things like that.
They cannot comment. And I'm retired. But while I was on, I was approached by the news, and I deferred from commenting for two reasons. First of all, I was at 1993, the first bombing. And I saw that. I stood shoulder to shoulder with the FBI while they foraged for little paint chips. And with their forensic science, they can take that paint chip and tell you the make and model of a vehicle that it belonged to. All right? And that was a bombing. This was a bombing.
What did you think about them taking all of the debris away so quickly?
That was a crime in and of itself, because the classical thing that any investigator is taught is protect the crime scene. And NIST and the 9/11 Commission lied to the public. I mean, you cannot be that stupid. You cannot be that stupid. In law, as a former police officer, every crime or offense has a degree of mental culpability. Either you knowingly, intentionally, recklessly, or negligently committed the act. And the mere fact that there were obviously The definition of a conspiracy is when two or more people acting in concert knowingly commit an offense or a crime, all right? A misdemeanor or a felony, an offense. That is the definition of a conspiracy. Was this a conspiracy? Absolutely. Yes, it was. And those people need to go to jail for treason.
Is there anything else that you want to say to anyone out there, anyone who might be wanting to come forward but they're scared?
I want to thank you because you're all we have, InfoWars, right, and independent press, to try to get the word out to the public, because the public is mesmerized by the mainstream media. And let me give you my opinion of the mainstream media. The mainstream media is their mission is to act as the most effective weapon of mass deception and public manipulation the world has ever seen. And if you don't think that's so, ask anyone any taboo question that the mainstream media frowns upon with its army of trusted celebrity prostitutes. All right?
And
you will see a sadly predictable knee-jerk reactionary response from the public, because that's what they've been trained to believe and trust in.
Right.
All right?
Well, we are very glad that you took the time to speak with us to try and help break through that paradigm. We see, you know, here it is, it's very much like they live all around us with all this programming and just consistent programming with the ceremony. And we're just so thankful that people like you aren't afraid to speak out, aren't afraid to be laughed at, aren't afraid to be, you know, your friends say, what are you doing, man? Come on, maybe disrespectful.
You know, I think times are telling, because, as you know, my name is Rudy Dent. I did an interview with Ludowski, and that interview got over 51,000 views and still climbing. It got over 1,500 likes, and it only got 32 insults.
Right.
All right.
The
so
people,
they're
ready for the truth, and they can think, you know, 13 years, people are going to forget. We will never forget. We remember.
Remember this. The founding fathers were up against impossible odds. They were up against King George III, upon whose holdings the sun never set. They were only 4%, and look what happened.
Absolutely. America.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Okay. My pleasure.
Well, Liam McAdoo reporting from Times Square, and there you have it. The people are ready for truth. It does not matter how many of these anniversaries go by, the truth will reveal itself in due time.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return next week, Lord willing, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, Texas time, that is. Until then, have a blessed weekend. We'll see you back right here on Monday. Good night.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.